WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and resilience, where we build up that inner strength to conquer whatever life throws our way. That's me, Avery Hart, here to guide you through this crazy, beautiful journey called life, one day at a time. Now, I know what you're thinking, Stoicism? Isn't that all about being emotionless and super serious, like a Roman emperor contemplating the universe? Well, hold on to your hats because today we're tackling something truly revolutionary. Self-compassion. You heard me right. It's not about suppressing our feelings but understanding them, accepting them, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a close friend going through a tough time. Why? Because self-compassion is like the secret weapon for good mental health. It's the foundation of resilience, the bridge to inner peace, and the key to unlocking your full potential. And let me tell you, it's not some fluffy, feel-good concept, it's backed by science. Studies show that self-compassionate people are less stressed, more resilient, and have better relationships. So, how do we cultivate this superpower within ourselves? Buckle up, because I'm about to spill the tea on 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationship with yourself. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that voice in your head that constantly judges and criticizes you? Yeah, that's your inner critic, and it can be a real downer. But here's the truth. That voice doesn't know everything. It's often based on past experiences, insecurities, and outdated beliefs. Start by acknowledging its presence and recognizing when it's talking, without letting it control you. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their mistakes or offer words of support and encouragement? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, you're human, and making mistakes is part of the learning process. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your thoughts and simply observing them without getting carried away. This can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, noticing the sensations in your body, or focusing on your surroundings. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for shifts your perspective from negativity to positivity. It reminds you of all the good things in your life, big and small. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple things. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a loving hug. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Connect with friends, family, or a therapist who can offer support and guidance. Sharing your struggles and triumphs can be incredibly empowering and remind you that you're not alone in your journey. You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of beating yourself up, you give yourself a little pep talk? That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high school student who bombed her history test. Instead of spiraling into despair and drowning herself in self-criticism, she takes a deep breath, reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes, and focuses on learning from the experience. She acknowledges her feelings of disappointment but avoids letting them consume her. Sarah then reaches out to her study group for support and sets a plan to improve for next time. See? Self-compassion in action. Remember, this isn't about being perfect or avoiding challenges. It's about approaching them with kindness and understanding towards yourself. We are all works in progress, constantly learning and evolving. So, be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and compassion, above all else. So there you have it, folks. A daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Remember, self-compassion isn't a luxury, it's a necessity for a happy and fulfilling life. Go out there and show yourself some love. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on self-compassion? Share your experiences and insights in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep that Stoic armor shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.